Good morning, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is WILP's Wake Up Call. WILP stands for the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. And our program every Friday morning at 7:30 is on some aspect of that. Our guest today is Heidi Kober. She is a longtime activist. I count her as a friend. And she is the president of the Progressive Democrats of North Carolina. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I got it in the right order? Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
So we are here to talk about two things. We're going to start off a little bit about HK on J, which for those few of you who wonder what that means, HK on J stands for Historic Thousands on Jones Street. And Jones Street is the street in Raleigh where our legislator sits. And this is a movement to try to get the North Carolina legislature and therefore the state of North Carolina into a more progressive way of doing things, which is badly, badly needed. And Heidi is part of that progressive effort with the Democrats. And so her focus, the HK on J, we'll talk more about it a little bit later, but it has a people's agenda of 14 points that we're trying to move this state in a better direction. And, you know, these 14 points include things like workers' rights and health care and education and to make it more racially equitable here and to stop war. It's a very comprehensive list. But Heidi today is going to be talking about two of those points, three and 14, which are concerned with health care. But before we go to that, I do want to mention that HK on J is happening tomorrow. So listen up, everybody. If you didn't know about this, there's going to be a lot of us converging on Raleigh tomorrow, Saturday, February 14th. And it's not coincidental that that's Valentine's Day. So this is where we enlarge our hearts to care about this state being a better state for all. Thousands of us will meet at Chavis Park in Raleigh at 9:30. And then we will march to Jones Street, where the legislature meets at 10:30, demanding that state leaders complete action on all 14 points of the people's agenda. And we'll talk more about that at the end of the program or later on in the program. So let's get to you, Heidi, and give you a chance to talk about health care, which is on the people's agenda for tomorrow, and health care, not warfare. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Laurie, for the kind words, and thank you all for having me here. Health care, not warfare. It's a campaign that was started by the Progressive Democrats of America and in support of Conyers' bill, H.R. 676, which is Medicare for All. There has been a lot of resistance to single-payer, publicly funded health care in this country, even though all the other developed countries have been offering that to their citizens for decades. Every time you bring that up, powerful lobbies block any movement toward single-payer, publicly funded health care. We hear the term socialized medicine all the time, and that is actually incorrect because the health care delivery, that is what people care about most. Who is your doctor? Who is your healthcare provider, stays private. It is the funding that is public. There have been three things are happening right now that make single-payer healthcare, or as it's called simply, everybody in, nobody out kind of healthcare, an opportunity right now. One, public opinion shows that more and more Americans embrace single-payer health care. Up to 62% of Americans in polls now say that they think that the country would benefit from adopting publicly funded single-payer health care system. And we see the pain that so many families go through right now. Hundreds of thousands of people are losing their jobs every month, but they also lose their health care along with it. Now, anyone who's trying to get coverage under COBRA, let me tell you some figures. In North Carolina, individual coverage under COBRA would take 30% of one's monthly unemployment benefits.
Wow.
If you're on the family plan, the cost would skyrocket to an impossible 82%. There is no way that a family that is laid or has no income can afford COBRA. Just no way. The numbers are rising dramatically as we are spinning into unprecedented joblessness. The other thing is healthcare, it can be economic stimulus. Everyone agrees that for our economy to recover, the hemorrhaging of jobs has to stop and new jobs have to be created. Publicly funded single-payer healthcare would take the burden off employers to provide healthcare for their workers, which forces many businesses, especially smaller ones, to cut costs by keeping their workforce small. So more people would be hired. And it would level the playing field for American companies that are actually operating in a global environment. We see that, we saw that with our auto industry, which could not compete with Toyota because they had such huge costs and benefits.
I remember them having those ads and complaining that it cost them $1,500 for each car to provide health care and pension benefits and kind of blaming the workers.
Yeah.
But there is an element of truth that the other countries do not have to pay the whole health care thing. Yeah.
Because the government provides the funding
exactly.
for health care, so the businesses are freer and they can hire more people.
Sure.
And the other thing is that insurance companies have lost 30 to 40% of the value of their investment since last September.
Wow.
What happens, the way insurance companies operate, they take the premiums, and invest them. And this is their reserve fund. And when the markets are good, that means payouts to cover claims are easily met, and premiums can stay relatively reasonable. But when the markets tank, then the insurance company's reserves are dwindling, premiums rise, and coverage declines. Basically, the American people are asked to pay more for less.
Well, I've seen in the paper the North Carolina people. There's been things in the paper that they're going to run out of funds
yes.
in 3 or 4 months or something, and it's very, very scary.
Well, as the economic woes deepen, then it will be only a matter of time before those insurance companies are going to line up in the bailout line and
yes.
want taxpayer monies. That is our opportunity to say, thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, don't we hope?
Yeah. There's always and a lot of people say, well, that means so many people would get out of a job. However, if we take over a publicly funded healthcare system, all the workers who do the heavy lifting can easily switch their employers
uh-huh.
because their skills are still going to be needed.
Uh-huh.
What we eliminate are all these CEOs with their million-dollar bonuses and salaries.
Okay. You mean the workers in the insurance companies?
The workers in the insurance company, because that would create a tremendous amount of jobs. We have publicly funded health care.
Okay.
Because the jobs of processing claims still has to be done.
Uh-huh.
So the work doesn't go away. It's just who gets the money.
Okay.
Or the profits. The one bill, a resolution actually, that is right now, it's been introduced 3 times, a third time, just recently in January again, is the John Conyers bill, H.R. 676.
Mm-hmm.
It's often called Medicare for All,
mm-hmm.
which is it would provide automatic enrollment for everyone, comprehensive services covering all medically necessary care and drugs, free choice of doctor and hospital, public or nonprofit agencies processing and paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
The HMOs, the nonprofit HMOs, still would have a seat at the table. And financing would happen through progressive taxes, which are fair and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind of a mix of sin taxes, you know, mm-hmm. tobacco and alcoholic beverages and some other things too. And it would actually provide coverage for everyone without spending any more than we are spending mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. in a system that is not fair. And there's still a place for insurance companies. Like in Europe, you have basic coverage for all, publicly funded by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have supplemental coverage as private.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to hospital and you want a private room rather than share a room with other patients, then you pay extra for through a private insurance company.
So you pay extra for sort of the luxury health care.
That's right.
But the basic health care is considered a right, and it's for everybody to get their basic
health. It's more the amenities, not the care itself,
right,
that you cover.
And the insurance companies already put limitations on what the private doctors charge.
That's right.
When you get a bill from your insurance company, it says, you know, this is what's allowed to the doctor, and they pay a portion of what the doctor may charge. And the doctors accept that, and that's an insurance company accepted by doctors or by UNC. I just keep thinking of the people who have no insurance who get the total bill.
Yes.
I just had a bill for like $1,500 or something like that for a colonoscopy, and they paid them $500 and some odd dollars,
yeah,
and I only have to pay $100. So, you know, it's already, they put some caps on, in other words, they
yeah.
put some caps on the spending already. So this would not change that.
No.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of people without insurance, they do not seek care until it becomes critical, and then they seek the most expensive care of all, which is the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And this can be prevented if people have access to health care without engendering costs that they
mm-hmm.
cannot support,
mm-hmm.
then we will not see people waiting until it becomes a crisis.
But this bill, and this may be mm-hmm. Something that's not addressed here, but I go to a federal clinic in downtown Carver mm-hmm. on Lloyd Street, and I understand that they have them all over the country, and the doctors there are on salary, and I imagine
yeah.
are paid well enough, pretty well, that they work there, and very dedicated doctors. I love my doctor. I love the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that clinic is at capacity. It's very hard to get a new patient in.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's not an issue in other places. So one thing, this may not be in this bill, but I'm just thinking about in terms of, the cost for health care and to keeping costs down, why not have, neighborhood clinics? Why not expand also the federal clinics and have them all over the place? So that would be another option.
I can get
seen there much quicker than I can get to see a doctor at UNC.
That's right.
They're very, as long as you're not a walk-in. If you have
yeah.
an appointment, you get seen, very, very quickly. And that's one of my pet things I want to promote is the expansion of federal healthcare clinics. But this is not quite part of what health Medicare for All is not quite addressing that, but this, I just wanted to throw that into the hopper as another thing to
yeah.
think about.
Well, 59% of physicians are for publicly funded health care because many see that they are restricted in how they can treat their patients,
yeah.
even though, they feel that a certain treatment is warranted because there's no insurance or insurance companies decline
mm-hmm.
coverage for that treatment, and the patient cannot afford to pay
mm-hmm.
out of pocket, so the treatment is not does not happen. I just had my husband, unfortunately, just was diagnosed with shingles. And, a simple thing happens all the time. He went to the doctor and got medication. And he said, boy, am I glad I have health insurance, because I paid $15 as a copay. The medication cost $308.
Oh.
Now, someone who doesn't have insurance, who is trying to make ends meet with low-wage jobs or is on unemployment, this is unaffordable.
Yeah.
You cannot, you just have to say, I have to suffer through it.
Yeah.
I can't afford this.
Yeah.
And that is the great tragedy, that what happened, and that's why we have to oppose plans that are right now being discussed that give different levels of care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the gold-plated ones for those who can afford the higher premiums, and then there's the kind of the silver one for the middle class, and then the bronze for the lower ones, and then there is really nothing.
Yeah.
For people who are barely scraping by, barely having enough to keep a roof over their heads and food on the table, and comprehensive healthcare reform that institutes a single-payer, publicly funded, everybody in, nobody out program would take that off the backs of those families, because they have enough to worry about just to survive from month to month. And having to worry about whether they get sick or not, whether or not they can afford the medication, whether or not they can afford treatment, it should not be part. It is a human right to have health care. Now, in our country, 18 to 22,000 men, women, and children die every year because of lack of insurance coverage or insufficient insurance coverage. Think about that. That's a 9/11 every other month.
And that's something, you know, if only that got publicized more, when, you know, in the paper it was like, oh, you know, 10 people in our state died this month because they, couldn't get health care. I just realized that we take a station break midway through. And so I just want to remind our listeners that this is Wilp's Wake Up Call. We're on every Friday morning at 7:30 and bring you the hot issues of the day. And today our guest is Heidi Kober, who is the president of the Progressive Democrats of North Carolina. And she is talking to us about health care for all, which is a very, very hot topic right now that concerns, I think, all of us, and especially with the people losing jobs and losing health care at a scary rate in this country. We are underwritten, happily, by Internationalist Books. They are on 405 West Franklin Street, and they have wonderful books, some of which are hard to get elsewhere. They'll order any book that you would like to have that they don't have in stock, and they also are a community resource. You can stop in there and find out a lot of things that are happening in the progressive community, and I bet they would have this flyer of Heidi's about her program tonight on healthcare, not warfare, and it is tonight. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Where it is and how to get there?
It is Friday the 13th.
Today?
And that is today.
Oh my gosh. That means good luck.
Well, actually, you know, when you think about our healthcare system, it is a horror show.
That's right.
So it is right. It's very apropos. Tonight at 7 p.m. at Owasso Community Room, we will have a teach-in on the People's Agenda number 3 and 14, as Laurie said, healthcare, not warfare.
And for people who don't know where Owasso is, and living in Carrboro, I'm right around the corner from it, so I know I could walk there. It's on Jones Ferry Road. You just go down past the thrift shop, go down a little bit down Jones Ferry Road. It'll be on your right. And you go into the, don't go in the truck entrance, go into the next entrance and go to the left. It'll be at the ground level entrance in the lower parking lot. And it's a very, very nice room that Owasso offers to the community. So Owasso Community Room, tonight, February 13th at 7 o'clock, Healthcare Not Warfare. I just want to mention again during this break that we're also talking about the historic HK on J
And HK on J is the historic Thousands on Jones Street. This is the third year that we've been having this, and it's sponsored by our state NAACP. Reverend Barber is the state head of the NAACP, and he is working tirelessly to move this state into a more progressive place. This state used to be considered one of the more progressive southern states, and it's been falling down. And in some indices, we're just one Mississippi saves us from being at the bottom. So there's a lot of work to be done in this state, hopefully with a new governor. Hopefully, we hope and pray that we will see some of these progressive changes, but change does not come from the top. It comes from those of us at the grassroots, as we learned with Obama, pushing, pushing, pushing. So this will be, HKNJ will be tomorrow, February 14th. What better way to spend Valentine's Day than enlarging your heart to make this state better? And people will meet at Chavis Park in Raleigh, and then March at 9:30. And then march back to Jones Street at 10:30, demanding that our state leaders complete action on all 14 points of the people's agenda. For those of you who are not quite sure where Chavis Park is, we're going to be having a carpool at Dillard's at University Square. So come to Dillard's. There's a bus that I'm not sure if there's any room left, a bus that'll be going. But those who cannot get on the bus or choose not to get on the bus, want to go in their own car, Raleigh's not that far away, can carpool at Dillard's at 8:15. At University Mall, at the Dillard's end of it, at 8:15. So please come and join the thousands who will be marching for the third year in a row, and we want to make it, instead of the 5,000 we've been having, we want to make it 10,000 this year. Okay, we're going to get back to 2 points on this people's agenda, 3 and 14, about health care. Number 3 says health care for all. North Carolina ought to provide its people with health insurance and prescription drugs while funding public health programs to treat social diseases that plague Black and poor communities, including HIV/AIDS. And we're really expanding that third to health care for all, because this is the time, as Obama has told us, this is the time. This is the time for change. This is the time to move this country into what it stands for, a better, more equitable country, and get us in line with all the other developed countries in the world that have had health care for all since the Second World War, which when we were helping rebuild them, we insisted on in those countries that they have a health care for all system. And what is 14? Oh, 14 is bringing our troops home from Iraq now, because that's where a lot of our money is being wasted, is on unnecessary wars and draining a lot of the money from the American people that could go towards health care for all and other good education and other good things that are on our people's agenda. So, Heidi, back to you. Yeah.
Just think of how many people could have been covered by counting the cost of the embassy in Baghdad.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Friday, February 13th meeting, a teaching at OWASA, Healthcare Not Warfare, we are happy to let you know that Tim Carpenter from the Progressive Democrats of America will be one of the speakers.
Great.
He has flown down from Massachusetts to be with us, and he will also be marching with us on Saturday.
Great.
And another speaker is Gustavo Montana. He is with the Duke faculty. He's from the health care field and has actually experience internationally with healthcare systems.
Okay.
And he will speak from that perspective. Miriam Thompson, our third speaker, represents the Orange County HKNJ People's Assembly. The People's Assembly are groups that are forming based on the HKNJ's People's Agenda all across North Carolina. These are local groups to address the issues that are relevant to the local populations. And we hope to have a network of People's Assemblies all across North Carolina. So if you are interested in joining, please call go to hkarenshay.com and sign up for information about the People's Assemblies, and someone will get in touch with you.
You could also, I guess, call Miriam at 370-4114. She's also, I want to mention, a WILF member. This is WILF's wake-up call, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. So she is a very busy person, and she has been very busy with the HKNJ People's Assembly. Okay. So we've got a few minutes left. So we've talked about how you can find out more with the HKNJ.com. Is there any other ways you recommend people finding out more about this, Heidi? Is that the main way? Tonight they'll be at the teaching.
That's right.
A lot of information. And I'm looking at your flyer here. Oh, this is interesting. The local unions are endorsing 676. The North Carolina State AFL-CIO is endorsing it. And again, that H.R. 676 is John Conyers' bill, and it's got 92 other members of Congress. Oh, that's encouraging.
Well, that was the last Congress. Remember, they had to be reintroduced in January. So far, there are 43 have signed back on, and we are expecting that the others who signed on in that 110th Congress will sign back on again, and hopefully we gather even more co-sponsors.
Right. So that so this is another thing that I guess people who are on internet and stuff could look up: H.R. 676 John Conyers bill that expands Medicare for All, a single payer Medicare for All system.
Yeah.
We could also be calling our representative David Price,
right,
and our state our senators to Congress, Burr and Hagan, and also we could be calling Joe Hackney and our...
Well, yeah, in North Carolina, let's say Ellie Kinnaird is on the healthcare committee in the Senate, and Verla Inskow is on the healthcare committee in the House. So we have two local, great local folk who we can contact about North Carolina's need to push for single payer.
But also Joe Hackney's got a lot of power there.
Mm-hmm.
We know Verla and Ellie are on the side of the angels.
Yes.
I'm not sure where Joe Hackney is, and he may be, but he may be a good one to call to help move him in that direction. So that's another thing that people can do. It's always important.
Yeah.
Our representatives need to hear from us. They need to know that their back is covered.
Yeah.
Because they are not going to be in front of the train. We are the front of the train. Yeah, and so, Heidi, if anything else...
Well, just to sum it up,
single-payer
Medicare for All system like H.R. 676 proposes is right on choice. It provides free choice of doctor and hospital, the choice Americans want and value. In mandate plans, we lose these choices. It's right on efficiency. Single-payer would slash administrative costs and promote efficient primary care. It would also enhance evidence-based quality assurance. And it is right on accountability, something that we really do not have with private corporations.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a public, nonprofit system that will respond to what doctors and their patients need, not what corporate executives and their stockholders want.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a system based on need, not greed.
That is absolutely beautiful. And I think Obama's plan was along those lines, wasn't it, when he was campaigning?
It is. And he has firsthand experience because, remember, his mother was dying of cancer, and the cost of her treatment and trying to make it really put her through a very, very difficult time. So he understands what American citizens
That's
are going
right.
through.
He's talked about that, that here she was dying and had all these bills trying to figure out and coming in, which is not the last thing you need when you're trying to heal yourself and be in a good space. Well, again, this is WILP's wake-up call. We come every Friday morning at 7:30, and we are brought to you by WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. It's our low-power, local radio station. And this is another way that we can have power as the people to get our voice out there. And we're happy to bring our voice every Friday morning.